A new report says the coronavirus pandemic caused a 65% decrease in international travel during the first 6 months of 2020. The World Tourism Organization, an agency of the United Nations, published the report on Tuesday. It noted that the drop in international travel resulted in a loss of $460 billion in export revenues from tourism. The loss is 5 times greater than the loss recorded in 2009 during the international financial crisis. The organization said in a statement that the UN agency estimates it will take between 2 to 4 years for tourist arrivals to return to 2019 levels. The report shows that Asia and the Pacific were the first areas to be affected by COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. They faced the sharpest drop as the number of tourists fell 72% during the first half of the year. Europe had the next largest decrease, falling 66%. North and South America, Africa, and the Middle East experienced similar levels of decrease. This represents an unprecedented decrease as countries closed their borders and introduced travel restrictions in response to the pandemic, the UN agency said. Around the world, countries have recorded decreases of more than 50% in international tourism arrivals, threatening millions of jobs and businesses. The report shows that, as of early September, 53% of international tourism destinations lifted some travel restrictions. However, as some countries began reporting a second wave of the coronavirus, those restrictions may return. The World Tourism Organization estimates that the year 2020 will show an overall decrease of about 70%. But that number may rise. I'm Susan Chan.